It's just a nice piece of property. We don't hardly ever shoot anything off of it. We.
Oh, why do we hunt it if we don't shoot anything off of it?
We enjoy what we've got. I mean, I enjoy just going and watching, Rob. I enjoy getting out, reading sign, and watching. And now Ted's got, we enjoy what we've got. I mean, I enjoy just going and watching, Rob. I enjoy getting out, reading sign, and watching. And now Ted's got cameras out, and he sends me the pictures. I could care less about a game camera. I could care less. Here I am working for QDMA, and we promote game cameras, and we've got some good good
information, yeah, y'all do.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
But I just don't have the time to go out there and place game cameras and see what's coming in. I do think the new Moultrie product is very neat, the new Moultrie camera with the modem on it that goes through a Verizon service, and you don't have to go to your place and check your cameras. You can do it just by sitting at home with your smartphone.
Hello.
That's incredible, Rob. And that's got to be a plus, not to go in the woods, not to disturb anything.
Yeah. I mean, the only time you got to go in there is just to change batteries out on your camera or throw a little more supplemental feed out.
Everything I'm hearing about these Moultrie cameras with this modem is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's changing a lot of things. And it was smart to do that. Moultrie's even got the feeders set up where you could put the cameras and mount them on top of the feeders. They got stakes to go with them, and it's called a survey package. A survey package. Unbelievable.
You need to get us one of those.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure Dan and Ashley Moultrie would be glad to send us one, Rob.
Do you y'all putting out supplemental feed down there on your place?
We've got corn in front of the feeders. Yeah, I mean in front of the
I don't think they're eating much corn right now, but
it helps to get some pictures, and we've gotten some decent pictures. Haven't got a picture of a buck that we'd like to shoot. Now, I've just saw a few that Ted had, and he's got them out right now, but nothing that just stuns me. I know there was a nice deer we let walk. We saw him 3 or 4 times last year, and he was a young deer, but he had a very, very good rack on him. I want to say he probably scored in the 120s, I don't know about the 130s, but he was a nice deer. In my younger days, Rob, we wouldn't be worried about him.
No, he wouldn't. You wouldn't have left him for seed or to grow bigger for the next year. You'd have shot him.
Last year, I let a 6-point walk, Rob. Tremendous deer, nice mass, tall tines, and really he had the age to the body, and I just didn't shoot him. I didn't want to shoot him, Rob. That day, I guess he picked a good day to come out there.
Ain't nothing wrong with not killing something. It takes a bigger man to watch one walk off than it does to pull the trigger.
No doubt. But I had an active week this week, Rob. I went fishing down in the Gulf of Mexico, went out with Captain Chad Palmer. He's going to call in about 8:05. We went after king mackerels with a couple of friends of mine, my son Alec. Had a blast. And, you know, I didn't catch a single fish. The kids did, and I call them kids. They're 21 and 19. But they had a blast. I drove the boat all day.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. I think you just incriminated yourself. Do you have a boating license?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
It's in my car. I'm sorry, Rob. I didn't bring it up here with me.
I don't believe you, Steve. I think you were driving the vessel.
All right, what do you call the right side, Rob?
Stern.
No, Rob.
Bow.
Starboard.
Left side.
Is what? The port.
That's why I don't drive a boat.
What's the front of the boat?
I drive a John boat.
What's the front of the boat?
Port.
Bow.
Stern. Don't bow. Give a rip.
Yeah, I can tell. I've got the license. You don't have the license. But anyways, had a great time with Cat and Chad. Fanatics fishing. We hooked a lot of fish, brought some fish in. Fished the gas rigs out 3 miles out in the Gulf, out in front of Dolphin Island, south of Dolphin Island. Unbelievable. Really enjoyed it. Had a good time. Got some good pictures. Got some good video. Got some really good video, but it was a lot of fun, just beautiful day. Going out was a little bit rough. That was a fun ride. Chad's got a 24-foot boat, center console, so that was a lot of fun. But, man, it smoothed out. We trolled all day. We trolled for about 5.5-6 hours, and had a blast.
That's good.
It's like hunting, Rob. I mean, you're sitting there, you're looking at the graphics, you're looking there, and you go by these gas rigs, and you see the colors, and that's your bait fish. And right behind the bait fish, guess what you see?
The fish you're trying to catch.
Kings. That's it, baby. And, man, you would just sit there and you'd take the boat through there and you'd wait a little bit and you'd figure, okay, the line ought to be there. Then all of a sudden, there it goes.
Well, I'm sure you had a lot of fun, with your son being able to go with you. I mean, that's a special time. Something he'll always remember.
Absolutely. We got pictures from it. He had a good time. He deserved it, and glad I could take him. You know, he's a hard-working kid, works at Planet Fitness, goes to college. You can't beat it. I mean, the boy does very, very well. I'm proud of him.
That's a good thing. A lot of most college kids don't want to work today. They just want to go to school, let mom and daddy fund everything, and they just live life for 4 years. But in reality, you know, they need to work. They need to work. They don't work. They don't go to school full time.
The only thing I don't understand about these young kids, I believe they've got a disease because they can sleep through anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
They can.
I don't know. I like to get up and I like to go, and I'm not much for naps. I do like a nap now and then, but not that
much. You'll wear a nap out in mid-March to late April.
Yeah, you got it, Rob. You got it. That's why that recliner's in the office.
Yeah, it is.
I tell you what, that was on Thursday, but Wednesday, Rob, got a call from Bo Hale at Walter Craig. Said, hey, we're having a press conference Wednesday morning. Will you come by and participate and listen and see what's going on? Mm-hmm. It's Hunting Works for Alabama. And it's a group of folks they've got together, and it's just trying to promote the state and promote what hunters do. Chuck Sykes was there on this committee.
He better be there.
As far as the chairs, it's David Dexter from Mobile. Grant Lynch, he's the chairman of the Talladega Super Speedway. Pam Swanner, director, of course, of Alabama Black Belt Adventures. Pam, everybody knows Pam here in Montgomery. And Tim Wood, general manager of Central Alabama Farmers Cooperative. Tim's going to probably call in about 7:30, and we're going to talk about that this morning.
Nice.
But it's just basically promoting what hunting does for Alabama. It's called Hunting Works for Alabama. I wrote an article. It's going to be in the paper tomorrow. I found a little miscue in my article yesterday after I sent it, Rob, and I sent back a correction, so I hope they get that right over there.
You better send the correction back again.
Yeah, I think so,
Rob. You better,
Rob,
send it a couple times.
Yeah, well, I made just a little bit of a mistake on it. But it's real interesting facts they're putting out there. And, you know, we love our hunting. But one thing that concerns me is just the amount of people that are buying license. I know we got more people hunting than actually buy license. And I just wonder how many people out here have lifetime license.
I don't know. It's only 3.7% of the Alabama population that hunts that buys a hunting license.
And that's amazing.
That is sad. 3.7%.
I just can't believe that. Talking about that, let's go to line one to talk to Jerry Joe. He might have something to say about that. Good morning, Jerry Joe Ingram.
You know, when I heard that statistic, basically you could take the people that would probably fit in either Jordan-Hare Stadium or Bryant-Denny Stadium, just one of those stadiums, that's pretty much who buys a hunting license in the state of Alabama each year. You know, that would just about fill up one of those stadiums.
Yeah, and I mean, it might be a little bit more than that, but it's just amazing to me, Jerry Joe. I know we all sort of stick together, and we all know each other, you know, here in Central Alabama. Anybody that's in the business or has something to do with land sales or hunting or fishing, we all know each other, so I guess we assume that everybody is like us, but I guess they're not.
And if one thing that you ought to get burned up on a ticket for is for not having a hunting license. I mean, that's just, that's how the Fish and Game, you know, that's how they, fund themselves, is basically through stuff like that. They don't get any line item money. They completely, as taxpayers, we ought to be thankful, you know, they do fund themselves. There's not many other government agencies that do that.
You know, having guided at Great Southern Outdoors, and we get tons of out-of-state hunters, and one of the things, we have an orientation before they ever go out hunting. We make sure they buy their license. If they come hunt with us, they're going to have their license. The worst thing we could do is have the game wardens come down there, and they do a good bit. They come down there a lot and have them check somebody and not have a license. But what I don't understand, I don't think people understand why they're buying a license and what it does for the state. I mean, folks, if you're out there and you're hunting without a license, you're a thief. You're stealing from us. The people of Alabama are who you're stealing from. The game belongs to us, the people of the state. And so we let folks go out there and hunt them that don't have a license. They're stealing from us. And I know people don't think like that. They don't realize that. But, you know, a state license is what? A hunting license is what, like $24?
Yeah.
$25, I don't know.
Right,
it's not that
there
much. Mm-hmm. Now, out of state, I want to say it goes to like $140. I can look it up. $180 for a three-day license.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
It's cheap. So what's the big deal? I mean, what are you really saving by not buying a hunting license or a fishing license?
Absolutely. And what it goes to help support in our state. You know, you think as a as a hunter, that's one thing you would be proud to pay into is that, because you know where that money's going. It's going to protect, you know, the wildlife resources we have in our state. And you know, if you're a hunter, you definitely have an investment in that. If you're not a hunter, you probably care less, but as much as a hunter would. So.
Yeah, I just wonder if we've got people hunting, you know, the retirees, 65 and older, don't have to have a hunting license. I just wonder how many of those, you know, of the hunting population is over 65 who's not buying a hunting license versus the kids that are coming up that are buying hunting licenses. This guy, I would imagine it's far, a far greater number of the people that are over 65 that are hunting versus the ones that are just now coming into the age to buy a hunting license at 16 years old.
You know, that'd be an interesting statistic to look at. I imagine somebody out there somewhere has done, you know, a demographic study of the age of the people that, you know, basically hunt in Alabama. I'd be interested to hear that number to see. You know, I guarantee you we don't have as many young people coming into hunting as old people as we have, you know, elderly people that are going out probably, you know.
Yeah, that's what I think, you know, because people are living longer.
Look at the farming world, the average age of the farmer, I think, is in his 50s right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as many young people going back into it, so I could see that same statistic, probably a correlation there between that and hunting, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. Jerry Joe, what's going on at National Land Realty?
Man, this cool weather is just amazing. Once this weather dropped off a little cool this week, our phone calls, our land showings have picked up a lot. We've been running from can to can't this week. And picked up a new listing I was going to mention on the air, 108 acres in Lowndes County. It's near the interstate and near Fort Deposit. Backs up to big landowners. Got pine timber, big hardwood timber on it, some open fields, got a little pecan orchard. It's got a couple natural springs on it, year-round springs. You got a good water resource.
Nice.
And it's got nice food plots ready to go. This place is ready to go. And first thing I saw when I pulled in the gate, I saw a couple deer in a food plot field and turkeys in the same field at the same time. I thought, yeah, this place is game on with this place.
Well, if it's still available in the spring, me and Rob will be glad to go over there and maybe do a turkey eradication program.
We need, yeah.
Nuisance animals, we'll take care of them, all of them.
We'll be glad to do that.
A little research and development.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Jerry Joe, give everybody your website and your phone number.
I sure will. Website is nationalland.com, and my phone number is 334-300-4273.
Jerry, real quick, was that property 100? And 8 acres or 180 acres?
108.
Eight, okay. Good. Steve and I were going to pool our money together and come
up get an acre
with a few more people, and we'll try to help you out on that piece.
So we'll sell it now as 107 acres.
Appreciate you, Jerry.
And y'all have a lifetime estate in the rest of the property. That's a deal.
That's very much of a deal.
To have radio personalities like y'all as part owners in this thing, man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to help or not.
I got to redo the marketing package on it now.
Appreciate you,
Jerry.
That's Jerry Joe Ingram, National Land Realty. Sound like a deal.
It does.
As always, Rob.
Hey, why not?
If you're looking for land, don't look any further. Call Jerry Joe Ingram, National Land Realty. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. Pick up the phone. Call us. 240-9230. Outside the Montgomery area, 1-800-239-9544. Cast and blast outdoors on this beautiful Saturday morning on Sports Radio 740 and the Power Pig 101.1.
Fishing, gardening, or just a hot cup of coffee. These are among life's simple pleasures. With a life insurance plan from Alpha, you can relax and enjoy the good things in life, knowing your family is protected. For a customized plan built just for you by a friendly hometown agent, call Alpha in Montgomery Pike Road. Call Agent Scott Strickland at 288-0375 or stop by the office at 2108 East South Boulevard.
Hunting season has arrived in Alabama, and there's only one place to go for all your outdoor needs. Walter Craig, the Sportsman's Headquarters. Small or large, they have everything you need to bag your game of choice. Guns? No problem. Over 3,000 in stock. Pistols?